Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With the end of the 2019 legislative session now less than 2 weeks away, the phrase that best describes life in the Capitol is, hurry up and wait. Many committees have finished their work and are no longer meeting, so legislators have large gaps of free time, punctuated by floor fights because many of the remaining bills are the most contentious. From our perspective, the session has gone well. All of the bills that we set out to kill are now dead, and the bills that we wanted to see passed have all been heard in committee, so they will be acted on before the clock runs out. 2 weeks ago, there were 5 pro-life bills. 2 have since died, 1 is on its way to the governor, and 2 are awaiting action on the House and Senate floors. Of the bills that died, one was House Bill 284, a bill to ban doctor-prescribed suicide. It passed the House on a narrow 3-vote margin and died in the Senate by the same 3 votes. It's frustrating because the legislature has refused to ban assisted suicide, and they've also refused to legalize it, so it's currently being done without any regulation. The other pro-life bill that died was House Bill 302, a ballot referendum to define personhood as beginning at conception. It received majorities in both the House and Senate, but failed to get the 100-vote supermajority required to get it on the ballot. On a positive note, we're happy to report that Senate Bill 100, a bill to require abortion clinics to offer women contemplating an abortion the chance to view an ultrasound of their baby before the procedure, passed both the House and Senate virtually along party lines and is headed for the governor's desk. Still in the pipeline are House Bill 500 and Senate Bill 354. 500 is a bill to ban abortions after a fetus can feel pain at 20 weeks. The bill passed the House with all Republicans joined by Democrat Jonathan Windyboy in voting yes. It came out of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday on a straight party line vote and may hit the Senate floor as early as tomorrow. We feel confident that it will pass and should be on the governor's desk sometime next week. That leaves Senate Bill 354, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, a bill that bans infanticide. This should be the easiest vote any legislator will make this session, but it hasn't been. It passed out of the Senate with nearly all Democrats voting no, and passed out of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday on a straight party line vote. Think about that. How can anyone vote no on a bill to ban the killing of babies after they're born? This is a bill that drives a wedge between the Democrat base and their abortion-loving donors. According to a recent poll, 70% of rank-and-file Democrats support a ban on infanticide. That places Democratic lawmakers in a vise between their base and the abortion providers who fund their campaigns. And money talks. So far, legislators are voting lockstep in an effort to please their donors. This bill will make it to the governor sometime next week, and we pray that Governor Bullock, a practicing Catholic, will do the right thing. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.